Well, hello. This is Laurel Watson, and welcome to the Dressage Positively podcast. I'd like to start this first podcast by sharing a story from the barn. Do you think she'll be waiting by the gate when we get back, or will I have to call her? This is all the 8-year-old girl could think about as they were driving home from their annual 4th of July beach vacation. She was so antsy on the way home and had her dad drop her off at the barn. Sure, vacation at the beach was great, lots of swimming, campfires, and eating lobster, but she couldn't wait to get home. Let's face it, even though body surfing was exhilarating, it paled in comparison to riding, especially when you never could manage to avoid that undertow. Once at the barn, she took off toward the big pasture. It was 40 acres, and sometimes she hid. She whistled. The first whistle wasn't very loud, so she whistled again. It had taken her some time to master a whistle loud enough for her to actually hear her if she was at the opposite end of the 40 acres. The little girl listened. Her heart was beating. The anticipation was killing her. She must not have heard me. The girl started walking into the woods, over the stone wall and down the trail, covered in fallen leaves, toward the top of the cliff by the little stream that ran through the property. The girl knew that if she whistled here and the mare wasn't sleeping, she'd most likely hear her. So she whistled again. This time, now that her mouth was warmed up, it was loud. She whistled one more time for good measure. And then she heard it. It was faint at first, but then slowly got louder. The girl ran back to the open field, and there she was. The little pony that she had just gotten months before, coming to her whistle. Running, galloping toward her little girl. Galloping as fast as those little Arabian legs could carry her, heading straight toward the little girl. And the little girl was smiling and giggling because she knew this was her pony. Sure, neither of them had many lessons under their belts, but they were able to communicate with each other, even if it wasn't the proper pony club way. Gracie, the flea-bitten gray pony found by her uncle, had no real formal training that they knew of. But it didn't matter because the pony found her way to the little girl's home the summer after fifth grade. And now she was galloping straight toward the little girl. Many might have been a little nervous at the speed at which Gracie was coming toward the little girl, but the little girl paid no attention. She knew Gracie would slow down. She'd slow into a canter and then into a lovely elevated passage, without the little girl even realizing that's what she was doing. Then Gracie would stop right in front of the little girl and nose the halter. The little girl would put the halter on and lead her to the rock wall so she could get on her back. The little girl wasn't yet able to get on Gracie straight from the ground, so she still needed that rock. She hopped on and the two galloped as one toward the gate, full out, wind making her eyes water. The best feeling in the world, to be able to sit balanced, galloping, and hearing Gracie's legs hit the ground, but feeling as if her body wasn't moving at all. Then, slow into a canter and into a passage and halting at the gate. The little girl slid off, reached in her pocket, and gave Gracie the biggest, fattest carrot she had found, first biting it into smaller chunks and then giving them to Gracie. When the carrot was gone, the little girl rubbed and rubbed Gracie's chest, and Gracie's lips went crazy like a giraffe reaching for the tender branches high on top of an acacia tree. It was their time, their favorite time, the both of them. It was dressage before the little girl even knew what dressage was. And more importantly, it was positive. It was natural for the little girl and Gracie to have that language of ask and reward. It was communication built on trust, repetition, and clarity. It worked, and it worked well. Without having but probably 10 riding lessons under her belt, the little girl was able to dressage her horse into coming when she whistled, riding at the gallop, canter, and pee off, all without a bridle or saddle. There was mutual trust. There was mutual admiration, friendship, and partnership. This is dressage positively. How many of you could feel yourself in these little girls' shoes? Because isn't that where this love we have for the horse starts? That little girl was me, and Gracie was my very first pony. She wasn't anything special, had no papers, and she wasn't very big, barely 14'2". Maybe on the small side, especially for me, who would grow up to be 5'8", play varsity in college volleyball, and who was one of the tallest in her fifth grade class, and would continue to be one of the tallest in her entire junior and high school. Neither Gracie nor I had much training, and Gracie actually came with some big fears that we'd have to overcome. But early on, I learned that using positive reinforcement in the form of huge, juicy carrots and lots of currying and scratching of itchy spots allowed me at a very young age to be able to communicate and form a strong and trusting bond with this mare, who most graciously carried me while galloping so freely and balanced. And the most special gift was that because I never knew to break her and force her to use her body in the confines of a frame, she gave me the gift of demonstrating day after day what natural self-carriage is, and how to build upon what she offered, and maybe shape it, but most importantly, to enjoy it together. This is dressage positively, and this is what I help you as a horse owner get or get back to with your horse. If having a positive connection with your horse resonates with you, I invite you to join me in the Live, Love, Happy Horses Facebook group community. Because once we stop pressuring our horses to do what we want and instead ask them why they can't do what we ask, this world will be a better place for both humans and horses.